A word for you from Acts chapter 13, verse 46. Then Paul and Barnabas grew bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life, behold, we turn to the Gentiles." Normally, one is impressed with the humility of a person who says, "I am unworthy of God's grace. I'm unworthy of the gift of everlasting life." But in this context here, it is a disastrous thing to do. For here we find Paul and Barnabas had been preaching very successfully. It says a few verses earlier that on the Sabbath the whole city almost came together to hear the word of God. But then those Jews who saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and they contradicted and blasphemed and opposed the things spoken by Paul. And it was at this point that Paul and Barnabas, with the boldness of the Holy Spirit, said, "Since you judge yourself unworthy of everlasting life, we're going to leave you and bring the message to others." So the lesson here is, don't be too humble. Don't have a false humility. But listen to the context of this. If you reject God's gift and you oppose it in the way that these Jews, these very devout Jews, did, then you're going to lose out. But let's take it in another sense, that some, they judge themselves unworthy in the sense that they do not embrace it, and they do not cling to God's gift. And although they realize that they are unworthy, they recognize God's love for them personally, and they receive the gift of everlasting life. And that's what happened in the same story later on, when Paul and Barnabas then turned to the Gentiles. So remember that if God wants to bless you in some way, maybe it's not regarding salvation only, maybe it is some blessing, but you do not make yourself available and willingly and gladly and with joy receive what God wants to give you, well, God will pass on. He has many others that he wants to bless.